This is Dana Wensley, and I'm going to talk to you about freedom of speech in New Zealand. I'm the freedom of speech spokesperson for PEN in New Zealand. PEN is an international human rights organisation that represents writers who are imprisoned or persecuted for their work. I'm often asked about the history of PEN. The history of PEN is peppered with the names of writers imprisoned or persecuted like Eno Mamesi, Salman Rushdie, Aaron Atterbeck, and Rafe Badawi. Their stories serve as a chilling reminder for us to be vigilant about ongoing attempts to limit free speech. But New Zealand has its own history of speaking out, a history that is not often told and yet forms an important backbone of the history of New Zealand literature itself. This unique Kiwi story began with a man who referred to himself as a bookman, and it has blossomed today to become New Zealand Society of Authors. The man was journalist and writer Pat Lawler, and the year was 1934. These were important times for PEN, an organisation that was founded in London in 1921 to promote literature. Lawler started a branch of PEN in Wellington, known as the New Zealand PEN Centre, becoming its first secretary and later a president and treasurer. 4 years later, the first PEN Gazette was published. It's been said that in these early years, it was even harder for writers in New Zealand to earn a living than now. PEN became a vehicle by which the notoriously individualistic bunch of writers could unite to promote literature and creativity. Representing writers at a time where corrugated iron and number 8 wire were the raw materials most people admired was a mammoth task. In 1944, PEN New Zealand more than rose to the challenge when it lobbied government to establish the State Literary Fund, which was instrumental in promoting writers whose work would otherwise not have survived. The public lending right, allowing authors to receive compensation for loss of royalties through library use of their works, followed in 1973 through the driving force of novelist Ian Cross. Called the Authors Fund, it was the first of its kind in the world. By 1975, at the instigation of PEN member and renowned scriptwriter Michael Noonan, the New Zealand Writers Guild was born. Responding to the fact that writers finally had a chance to make a living for themselves from scriptwriting, brought about by New Zealand's first soap opera at the time, Close to Home, the Writers Guild was established to represent writers negotiating with broadcasting and professional theatres. PEN has adapted over the years in response to changes in legislation, most notably in 1994 when the government at the time replaced the Queen Elizabeth II Arts Council with the Arts Council of New Zealand. At this time, the newly formed Arts Council severed its relationship with PEN, causing it to swiftly change course to transform into the New Zealand Society of Authors. The resulting body seeks to remain true to the wider principles of PEN, while at the same time lobbying and promoting writers. In this form, the New Zealand Society of Authors has effectively advocated on behalf of writers, most notably its campaign to gain equal control of Copyright Licensing Limited, which was initially established by publishers. Over the years, PEN's members have included some of the notable names in New Zealand's literary history: Fiona Kidman, Michael King, Joy Cowley, Margaret Mahey, and Fiona Farrell have all been members. PEN has been kept alive with passion and commitment to its goals. PEN's Hubert Church Award for Prose, which was established in 1945, has promoted writers such as Frank Sargeson, Maurice Shadbolt, and Janet Frame. The Jessie McKay Poetry Prize, which is awarded to the best first book of poetry, has recognised poets such as James K. Baxter and Alan Curnow. In other countries, PEN stands alone from Society of Authors, something that allows it to retain charitable status and seek funding that is denied PEN in New Zealand under the current structure. PEN survives now through significant commitment of volunteers. Leslie Marshall volunteers her time as the coordinator of the New Zealand branch of the Writers in Prison Committee, and I volunteer my time as the Freedom of Speech spokesperson. The history of PEN mirrors the history of writing in New Zealand itself. There have been significant achievements, awards, disappointments, and restructurings along the way. No journey is ever easy. But the timeline for PEN shows it has risen above the challenges to meet the needs of writers and promote literature in New Zealand. If you want to find out more about PEN in New Zealand and become involved, contact me, Dana Wensley, at pen@nzauthors.org.nz, or follow the links to PEN on the New Zealand Society of Authors website at www.nzsa.org.nz.